Well, you know, I was going to do something else until this morning. And then Holy Spirit began to move on me. I began to pray for everyone that usually comes into this room. You know, begin to call you guys out by name. And the Lord said, well, let's just do that. You know, so we're going to have a prayer time here this morning. But I'm going to read some scriptures that encourage us and to see what the Lord is doing. So this morning, the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The shadow of the Almighty. Isn't that beautiful? And, you know, before we get started, I just want to welcome everybody into the room. And I'll ask my wife to kick us off with the opening prayer. And then we're going to get right to it. It's going to be a powerful prayer room this morning. So don't go away. You stay right here. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. God bless you for coming. Let us pray. Let us bless the name of the Lord that has brought us to this day. For in Him we breathe, in Him we move, in Him we have our being. We do not live for ourselves. We live unto Him. Unto Him alone. Oh Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up. Lord, we are nothing but you. Lord, we cannot do anything but by you. By you, Lord, we breathe. By you, we move. By you, we do all things. There's nothing that we brought to this world, and we're taking nothing out. We thank you. We thank you because you are God and God alone. Help us to see ourselves, Lord, as you see us. Because we are 100% dependent on you. The very breath of our nostril. If it fails for 5 minutes, we are gone. But you have kept us alive to this day. We thank you. Father, we have no power of our own but you. Father, we reference you this morning. We hallowed your name. We thank you because you are the creator of the ends of the earth. Lord, you created man, beast, and everyone. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your provision. Thank you for our daily bread. You give us our daily bread. Give us this day, O Lord, our daily bread, which is your word. Because you said you man shall not live by word, by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Therefore, Lord, the bread that you have prepared for us today, the manna from heaven, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I stopped hearing anything just a few seconds ago. Can you all hear me? I don't know if it's my device.
It's the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, for His mercies fail not. Thank you, Lord, for present ourselves as our manner is every morning. As we come before you, the throne of grace, we present, O Lord, your Son, our pastor, even my husband, Pastor Yato, into your holy hands. And everyone that is here, we present us, both the speaker and the hearer. Lord, we pray that you download into us your word. Lord, that you will help us, O Lord, to not only be hearers only, but doers of this word. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you, as many as you have proposed to be in this room, that you will bring them in. Lord, that we will be blessed, our hearts will be blessed. And we know that we have been with the Lord. Glory and honor be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed and declare this room opened. Amen. Over to you. Thank you.
Good morning again, everyone. Praise the Lord. The shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. There is a song we sing like that. It says the shadow of the Lion of Judah. My goodness. Praise the Lord. So let's get right to it. Hallelujah. The shadow of the Lion. The Lion of Judah. is cast over
the shadow of the lion's throne.
The Lord casts that shadow over us, and if we get under that shadow, it's an amazing thing. Father, we thank you for the entrance of your word. It brings even comfort. It brings light. It brings and gives understanding to the simple and gives encouragement. And it is definitely a mighty, mighty weapon in our hand to use against all the forces of darkness. Glory to God. So thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to start here at Psalm 36. It's a prayer room this morning. The Lord is calling for it because the devil, see, when everything is going well, you know, the devil, he's like a roaring lion. So he's just looking, going, you know, was ready to strike, ready to strike. You know, so we're not going to be ignorant of that. We're not going to let the devil come in and strike. We will strike first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So don't wait around. Don't wait around for the devil to strike. You know, you better strike first. And that's, we're going to do some of that this morning. Praise God. We'll start at Psalm 36. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 36. If you have your Bibles, join with me. And I'm going to start at, you know, verse 7. Hallelujah. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men, as a song we sing on that verse as well, put their trust it under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. Continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and the righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come up against me, and let not the hand of the wicked move me. That's right. The workers of iniquity are falling and cast down and shall not be able to rise. Now let's read that again and personalize it. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, we put our trust under the shadow of thy wings. We shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. And thou shalt make us drink of the river of thy pleasures. Glory to God. So the fatness of thy house, the shadow of his wings, the goodness of the Lord is over us. And we want to make sure this morning, you know, I started to pray, you know, in the morning for, you know, the Lord began to bring to my mind the people that usually come in this room, you know, and I looked up their names and I began to call the name of the Lord over each one of you. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to pray for our families. As for me and my house, you know, that should be our posture every day. Well, as for me and my house, I'm not going to let the devil come in, you know, and have a field day. No, not with me and not with my house. Praise God. Keep me, Lord, Psalm 17 and verse 8, as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Glory to God. Hide me, Lord, under the shadow of thy wings. Hide my family under the shadow of thy wings. You know, he says, look, the lion is greedy of his prey. You know, that's in verse 12. You know, it's greedy, it's hiding, it's lurking in secret places, but the Lord will disappoint him. Glory to God. Arise, O Lord, and disappoint him. Cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 57 and verse 1. We're going to read through some of these psalms, and then we're going to use them in prayer this morning. Psalm 57 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings, I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I mean, there's some stuff that's coming that the devil is always trying to throw at us. But under the shadow of his wings, that's where we are going to hide. And the Lord will send from heaven. He will save us from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. That's in verse 3. Hallelujah. For God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Sometimes it feels as if your soul is among lions. You know, it feels as if, you know, you are even lying among those that set on fire. But the Lord, he will deliver you. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. The enemy has prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. The enemy digged a pit before me. But, you know, he's going to fall into it himself. Glory to God. My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. And I will sing and give praise. Awake up my glory. Awake psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. Now, don't wait until the evening time when you are all tired and everything, you know. Let's get in there early in the morning and let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 63. I'm going to read verse 7 of Psalm 63. We're going to, as we read through this and see the confidence that the psalmist had in calling upon the name of the Lord, let's do the same. Hallelujah. Even this morning. He says, when I remember thee upon my bed, I meditate on thee in the night watches. Verse 6. And then verse 7 of 63 says, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Woo-hoo. You know, there's nobody in that Bible, like David, that understood the shadow of the Almighty and the shadow of his wings. You know, as a great eagle spread forth his wings like that, a shadow can be in the shadow of his wings. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, let's look at a few more verses before we come to the one that everybody loves. Psalm 59. Let's take a look at Psalm 59 and verse 16 and 17. Remember, a prayer fire room this morning, because we want to make the Lord our defense. We want to call upon the name of the Lord. He said, I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Glory to God. Unto thee, O my strength, he calls the Lord his strength, will I sing. For God is my defense, and he is the God of my mercy. Hallelujah. Now, when you speak to God like that, he will stand up, and he will fight for you. Let's read Psalm 62, verses 1 to 2, and then verses 5 to 7. Glory to God. Psalm 62. The Lord is good. As we go through this, keep your mind on the Lord. Truly, my soul waited upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock. My salvation is my defense, and I shall not be greatly moved. Glory to God. And verse 7 and verse 5 says, my soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock, and my salvation is my defense, and I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. He is the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust ye in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him, for the Lord is our refuge. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Lord has promised us protection. He has promised us deliverance from the plans of the enemy. Eternal God, he says, hallelujah, It shall be thy refuge. And underneath, you can look at that as even is underneath his wings. You can look at it like that. Hallelujah. Let's look at, you know, Deuteronomy 33 and verse 27. Deuteronomy 33 and verse 27. The eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath are his everlasting arms. I shall trust out the enemy before thee. I say to you, destroy him. You know, that's a devil. You know, all the powers of darkness and so forth. The Lord will thrust them out before you. It's your refuge. Hallelujah. Psalm 46. You know, the Lord is a very present help for us in that time of trouble. Hallelujah. We can call upon him at any time. You know, we can call upon him night. We can call upon him in the morning. We can call upon him in the daytime. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. There may be tempest and everything roaring and blasting and all that, mountains shaking and swelling, all of that. But with us is our God. Hallelujah. And there is a river that comes from even issues out from the presence of God. The, you know, it makes glad that people of God. God is with us and we shall not be moved. The Lord shall help us. And that right early. Hallelujah. Psalm 94 and verse 22. Glory to God. We're declaring these things and we're going to use them in prayer. Then I'm going to come to Psalm 91 at the end. Glory to God. Psalm 94 and verse 22. Now David was a man that knew how to encourage himself with all the attributes of God. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. Well, can you say that about the Lord? Can you say that the Lord is your defense? Can you say he is the God of your refuge, the rock of your refuge, your hiding place? Psalm 27, the first six verses, reveals the confidence that the psalmist had in the Lord. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they will stumble and fall. Glory to God. Though an host should encamp around me, against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise up against me. In this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Hallelujah. In the secret, that secret again, the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Glory to God. And I will sing praises unto the Lord. Now let's talk about point blank. You know, it's a secret place of the Lord that the devil can't get you when you're there. The book of Job, chapter 28. Job chapter 28 verses 7 and 8 will tell you there is a path which no fowl knoweth. Oh, those vultures, those evil spirits, those demonic powers, there's a place that they can't get to. You know, the vultures eye cannot see it. No, the lion's whelps cannot get in there. Nor the fierce lion pass by it. It is the secret place of the Most High. Psalm 91, the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in that secret place. What is that secret place? Well, you know, Jesus even said one time when he was teaching about prayer, Don't make your prayer in public so that you'll be seen of men. If you do that, you have your reward. But enter thou into a secret place, a closet. And the Father that seeth you in secret, he will reward you openly. Hallelujah. So there is a secret place in repeating God's word, in praising the Lord, and in worshiping him in confidence. But you got to get a hold of God's word, the word of God. And then that's why we're reading through these Psalms, how the psalmist used to say these attributes out about the Lord. You know, and if you dwell in that secret place, if you know how to wrap yourselves under, hide yourself under his wings and let him wrap his wings around you. Did he not say that he will give his angels charge over you? Glory to God. To keep you in all your ways so that you dash not your foot against a stone. That's all your ways. That's not some of your ways. That's all your ways. Hallelujah. He shall even deliver you from the snare of the fowler. He shall cover you with his feathers. He will deliver you from the noisome pestilence, and on and on and on. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day. That sounds like bullets to me. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. There was one time there was pestilence in the land of Egypt. Pestilence all over the place. But in Goshen, where the children of Israel were, they put the blood under the doorposts. The angel of the Lord, you know, he passed over everyone. And I guarantee you, if any Egyptian had come inside one of those houses that had the blood in it, he would have been saved. Even if he was their firstborn. You know, if they had come in under that blood, they would have been saved. Because all he was looking for was the blood over this house. Hallelujah. And as long as there was blood over the house, all the occupants of that house at that moment, they were secure. Glory to God. So that's why we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. That's why till this day, you know, people use that blood. So they overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. We're not afraid of the pestilence in the darkness and the destruction at the noonday. A thousand shall fall this way and that way. He shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you've made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, you've made him your habitation. You know, so if you are living inside the Lord, think about it. The house in which you are living is the Lord. And vice versa. The Lord's living in you, but you yourself, you are inside of him. When you are inside of him, it's kind of like your fortress, you know, and to penetrate, to get to you, the devil has to go through him. There shall no evil before you because you have made the Lord your dwelling place. And he will give his angels charge over you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord will do and protect us with all of his loving kindnesses because of the love that he has unto us. Listen to Isaiah chapter 4 and verses 5. Here's what the Lord promised for all your homes and every time you gather together in your assemblies. It's a wonderful promise that everybody should latch onto. For the Lord, you know, will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, he says, and upon all her assemblies, every time that you gather together, the Lord will be there. Whether in your homes, he will be there. Whether in your fellowships, he will be there. A cloud and smoke by day, shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all, the Lord will put a glory for a defense. Woo-hoo. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow. As that shadow again, in the daytime from the heat and a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and from the rain. The Lord, he will keep us from the evil. That's right. And all the plans of the enemy, he will frustrate. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're going to use these things in prayer over our families right now. in just a minute. I'm going to read a few more scriptures, and then we are going to pray. Hallelujah. In the book of Job, chapter 5, hallelujah, and verse 12. The Lord disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform any of their enterprise. Now, who is crafty but the devil? A devil, he's that old wily devil, a wily old serpent. He is crafty, but the Lord will disappoint him. The Lord will disappoint his devices. And even sometimes you have enemies too. They may be planning or scheming this and so forth. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The Lord will disappoint their devices. Hallelujah. So as for me and my house, I will put on the full armor of God so that I may be able to stand in the evil day, such as today. Now, things you may have started off this year because of the power and the glory and the blessing of God, as we've been declaring it since the end of last year until now. Great things, you're really good and everything is going good, but I guarantee you, a devil is waiting to strike. So we are going to strike first. Hallelujah. This is the way that we do it. The rules of engagement this year is we're going to take the fight to the devil. We're going to strike first. We're not going to let the devil, you know, we're going to sit back and be a target for the devil. Oh no. You know, we are going to strike first. We're going to strike at the heart of the devil. Glory to God. And one way that we're going to do that this morning is put on some prayer fire around us, around our families, your spouse, your children, our brethren, everybody. Glory to God. Because we must pray for one another. Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. And Jesus used to, you know, pray for his disciples, even pray for Peter. He said, the enemy had desired to sift you, have you and sift you as wheat. Sifted, but I prayed for you. You know, and that when you are converted, you also should strengthen your brethren. So we're going to pray this morning. I want you to join me. You know, it's a prayer room this morning. The lesson I wanted to give, I had it scheduled early this morning as the Lord began to move upon me. I began to think of everyone in this room. I began to pray over the names that I remembered. The Lord said we should do that. So I moved that out and we're going to pray even now. I want you also to stand in the gap. You know, the last thing you want, the last thing any of us wants is any bad news. You don't want to be going about your day and all of a sudden, boom, you hear some bad news. We don't want any of that. You know, so we are going to pray against it. I'm going to call out some prayers and I want us to pray against these things. The first thing is we've given ourselves scriptures here to know that when we are under the shadow of the Almighty, he will be our rock and he will be our defense and we'll be safe. So we're going to use those scriptures in prayer today, not a long room today, just a prayer room. Hallelujah. So in this morning, right now, in this moment, and remember, every promise of God that we have, all his promise of protection and everything, we have to contend for them. Glory to God. Just because God promised it doesn't mean you're just going to sit back and get it. But the devil is fighting all the time. You know, and so we must also be fighting. You know, fighting for what we got. Hallelujah. The thing that the Lord has, the victories that the Lord has already given us, the protection, the blessings, the refuge, the place of refuge that is provided for us, we must always in prayer, claim all those things for ourselves and never just sit back, fold our arms and just think everything's going to be all right. No, you know, the devil is walking over time and so must we. So we're going to begin to pray right now. And for those of you that are on stage, if anybody else wants to come to the stage as well, feel free to do that. I am going to ask you This is the time now that you can actually release your mics and let's pray together. Today, it's a prayer room. And we must pray. You know, I can tell you some things that the devil, I mean, the Lord was bringing to my mind early this morning of what the devil is planning. But no need. You just pray. Glory to God. Pray with your spirit. Pray with your understanding. There is evil ahead that can be averted through prayer. You know, prayer, and the angel of the Lord is amazing, the way he walks. You know, so God has a way that he will deliver each of us from trouble. You know, sometimes, and this has happened to many people in this room, when I tell you, you will know so too. The Lord may delay you in the morning. You can't find your keys. It's right in plain view, but it will just, the angel of the Lord just blind your eyes. Because you're not listening. He's telling you not to go, but you're not listening. But out of his mercy, you just blind your eyes. You won't find those keys until the indignation and the problem be overpassed. And then you're going looking everywhere. You won't find those keys. And then sometime later, magically, it looks like magically the keys just appear. And you looked and it was right there. But he had a plan to prevent you from getting into that crash or that accident and save you just a few minutes of delay. He can delay you like that and you won't be able to find your keys on time. And you'll be grumbling and everything, but you don't know the Lord's saving you. And he has many different ways that the Lord can do that. So we're going to pray his protection over our families. I want us to begin to pray. If you are here in the room this morning, stand in the gap for yourself, your loved ones, your spouse, your children, or grandchildren. You know, let's begin to pray. Because prayer is the key. We must pray.